Yes, Earl.
Good morning, Mr. President.
How are you?
Very fine. How are you?
Good.
Sounded like you had a good weekend and,
We had a restful one.
Well, I think you needed that, and I think the convention result ended up, on a very high tone.
Well, I thought, I'm glad to get it over with.
Well, I had a good talk with Hubert this morning.
Yeah.
And, we'll be meeting here next day or so, and, matter of fact, I'm meeting with some people right now about our Rural Americans for Johnson and Humphrey effort.
Wonderful.
But I call because I hope that when you sign the food stamp bill,
yeah,
that you would take this occasion, which I think would be timely, for a strong statement about the improved use of food abundance and food and fiber in our direct distribution program and the food stamp program and the school lunch program and the Food for Peace program. And this is, I think, a very natural theme and an effective one which ties into this great society concept that's beginning to come alive around the country.
Good. Or would you talk to Jack Blendy and see what kind of statement they've got? I don't know who prepared it.
Well, I wired down yesterday. Jack has, and also George Reedy have, a suggested statement from me. They have it in hand right now, and you will undoubtedly want to strengthen it, but I think it's a good statement and would have a very, very good broad acceptance.
All right. Now, they've got one on my desk. I don't know whether it's the same one or not that I'm supposed to issue in an hour or so. I don't know who prepared it. All I know is that it's what was left here by Jack yesterday when he went back to Washington. I'm here alone now. I don't have much facilities here. I may even try to leave early enough to sign it tonight and I get in, but I rather think I'll sign it here. But I'll check with Jack then.
All right, well, there are two of them. There was one that was sent down earlier, and I got to thinking about it, and when I got to work here on Saturday, why, I checked this one that had been prepared and it wasn't broad enough. There's the first one concentrated just on the food stamp plan itself. The second one that we sent down on the telex yesterday broadened this to include the whole field of food and fiber use. And I think the broader appeal could be a very strong and effective one.
Okay, all right.
And we got some people here who worked their heart out on this, so when you sign it, if you keep a couple of pens for them, why?
We'll sure do it.
They treasure them.
We'll sure do it. Oh, well, and if it's, and I'll get them for you tomorrow.
Very good, Tribune. Come back.
You don't mind, talk to Jack Blendy and tell he and Busby to get together and be sure I've got the right statement.
All right, I'll put a call in right away.
And tell him to check it with Busby and be sure I've got the right one.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.